to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast in English for July 10th, 2020. For English, dial 857-385-7066.
日本語の方は857-385-7319 857-385-7319へお電話ください。
한국어로들으시려면이번호를누르십시오857-385-7658
Para español, marca 857-385-7750
Hi, my name is Scott Oshima, and I will be your host for the Little Tokyo Little Podcast, a special podcast from your Little Tokyo friends and neighbors. Brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, in partnership with Tuesday Night Project and Rafu Shimpo. Have a stretch, hear haiku poems, listen to songs by local musicians, and hear cute local news, all made just for you. Join us for a new episode every 2 weeks. Let's get started with Radio Taiso, or Radio Exercises, with pianist Makiko Hirata. Follow Makiko's instructions, or just have a light stretch in any way that is comfortable for you. Stand, sit, or just enjoy the music.
Here we are. It's time for Radio Taiso. First, stand tall and stretch your whole body. Ready? One, two, and back down. Stretch your back. Next, arms and legs. One, two, three, four. Arms to the side and bend the knees. Repeat once more. Three, four, five, six. Now arms revolving. First one way, then the other. Arms outstretched, repeat once more. One, two, three, four. Legs spread out. Now the chest. Swing the arms to the side and slowly up again. Five, six. Chest spread widely. One, two, three, four, five, six. Next, arm bends. First the left and back again, then the right and back again. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now forward bend. With rhythmic bounces, bend three times, then hands on your hips, bend backward, then up again. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now swing your arms and twist your body. Left, right, then diagonally to the back. And once again. Right, left, five, six. Feet together now, arms and legs. Arms up, arms down with strong, sharp moves. Up, arms down. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now feet apart. Bend forward twice toward the left foot, then up and open wide. Next, down to the right and back up again. Once again, two, three, four, five, six. Now rotate your whole body. Stretch the arms to their full length and make a full circle. And the same thing the other way. Be sure to stretch those hip muscles. Five, six, feet back together, and now jump. One, two, three, four, open, close. One, two, three, four, five, six, arms and legs. One, two, three, four, arms and knees moving together. One, two, three, four, five, six, and we end with deep breath. Slowly in and slowly out. Five, six, and one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Good job.
Thank you, Makiko. Now welcome Kenji Liu, reading a haiku from our Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge. These haiku poems are submitted and written by people just like you.
This week's haiku is from Christian Marsh Raymond of Pasadena, California, who writes, "Stellar lights in spring shine bright, even in daytime, star jasmine season." This haiku is a seasonal vignette, a reference to how star jasmine flowers can brighten our lives with their small, distinctive white shapes exploding against the background of dark green. This writer also plays with alliteration, a way of using repetition of sound to move us through a poem. In this case, the sound of S creates a sliding effect, stellar, lights, spring, and so on, all the way to the final word, season. Again, the poem. Stellar lights in spring shine bright, even in daytime. Star jasmine season. I hope this finds all of you able to find and enjoy the stellar flower stars growing near where you live. Nature is everywhere.
Thanks, Kenji. Now's your chance to get creative while staying at home. Submit your original haiku to the Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge by emailing haiku@jacc.org. That's haiku@jacc.org, or texting or leaving a message at 626-789-5269. That's 626-789-5269. And be sure to include your name and city. Now, here are some of the latest news updates and some cute local stories from our very own 117-year-old Rafu Shimpo Daily News. Remember that these are only recorded once every 2 weeks. For the most up-to-date news, please check out rafushimpo.com or contact Little Tokyo Service Center at 213-473-3030.
Welcome to Rafu for You, a partnership of the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center, Sustainable Little Tokyo, and the Rafu Shimpo. This is Mikey Hirano Kolros of the Rafu Shimpo. It's the 4th of July as we're recording, and I hope the holiday found you happy, healthy, and safe. This week we caught up with Irene Tsukada Simonian. She's the owner of Bunkado, a Little Tokyo gift store that was recently featured in the New York Times magazine. The Rafu Shimpo's Ellen Endo asked Irene to tell us the story of how her aunt and uncle started Bunkado and how it became the store that it is today.
I found out not too long ago from Andrew Leong, who's the translator of the book Lament in the Night, that one by Shoson Nagahara, that came out not too long ago. And he was the one who told me, I learned for the first time, that Tokio Ueyama used to work at a store called Bunkado in Little Tokyo, I think in the 1920s. He found that in the census. So fast forward several few decades, and after he was released, he and my aunt were released from camp at Amachi camp, he opened up his own gift shop and art supply store, and he named it Bunkado. So he must have been very happy with that job he had there. And mm-hmm. They were actually publishers of the original Lament in the Night, Bunkado Publishing. So that was sort of the connection of his ties to Little Tokyo from pre-war, and naming his store Bunkado too. It means House of Culture. It was right up his alley. And, you know, they just started this business. And I think it was a wonderful thing for our family, because my aunt, being the oldest in her among her siblings, attracted. I don't know if they all came together or they came here because of her. Several aunts and uncles opened up gift shops and different other stores in Little Tokyo, maybe about four or five different storefronts in Little Tokyo right after the war.
Can you tell me, now that you've shared this history with not just the New York Times, but with this podcast audience, can you tell me what they can expect when Bunkado reopens?
Well, it's actually more of the same. I made some changes, but not too many. And I think that's the appeal I realized over the years running this shop, was the nostalgia factor. Because we're still here in the original location, and we carry many of the things that my aunt and uncle, and then later my parents, sold over the years, I didn't want to change it too much. So the comment I hear more often than not is, it looks just the same. Or, you know, they're still carrying these toys, you know, just mm-hmm. books and all that. So I think that was part of the appeal all along. So there's not a whole lot of change there. I started a website about 15 years ago, so I might expand that. And I think that's what the trend is anyway, is more online ordering. But we'll just sort of reopen, hopefully, and offer the nostalgia factor and new stuff too, of course. You know, I'm always looking for fun new kawaii things. So, yep.
Okay.
Hopefully enough for them to be interested in to shop.
That'll do it for this time round on Rafa for You. Again, thanks for listening, and do take care.
Thanks, Rafu Shimpo. Once again, remember, for the most up-to-date news, please check out rafushimpo.com. That's RafuShimpo. Or contact Little Tokyo Service Center at 213-473-3030. Now lean back, relax, and listen to some music and a message from one of the many wonderful musicians in our community. These songs were recorded just for you, Little Tokyo.
Hi, my name is Bibi Rosalia, and I'm a part of the Little Tokyo community and a resident at Casa Haiwa, a Little Tokyo Service Center development. I'd like to share my involvement with the DTLA community through a wonderful arts and homeless advocacy nonprofit called the Urban Voices Project. I am a soprano in their performance choir ensemble. Urban Voices Project creates supportive community spaces with music to bridge vulnerable individuals to a sense of purpose and improved health. Urban Voices Project engages individuals across the greater Los Angeles area with music workshops in partnership with social, civic, and healthcare organizations. Our outreach ensemble performances shift the narrative and perception of homelessness in today's society. Our vision is to place music and singing community spaces in every medical and social service site across Los Angeles to create community and a more comprehensive, holistic system for engaging individuals coping with the conditions of homelessness. Before COVID-19, we were operating programs all over the greater Los Angeles area. Our Neighborhood Sing program, a weekly drop-in group singing workshop, was meeting at Wesley Health Center in Skid Row. During the shelter-in-place order, they are now conducting their programs online via Zoom and Facebook. We have Music Education Lab every Monday at 1 p.m., Neighborhood Sing at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays, and Music Wellness Lab at 1 p.m. on Fridays. On August 20th, we will be having our very first online concert. You won't want to miss it. For more information and to register for our virtual programming, please visit urbanvoicesproject.org. Urban Voices Project has changed my life in significant and positive ways. It is allowed to connect me with my DTLA community in a more deeper and impactful way. The music has truly helped to heal me and inspired me to also launch my own sound healing practice. I am a sound healing practitioner, and I offer sound healing sessions to help heal the mind, body, and spirit. For those interested in a sound healing session, please contact me at sacredsoundsheal@gmail.com. I'd like to end with a combination of two songs we sing often at Urban Voices. The first is called Walk With Me, written and arranged by Maggie Wheeler. And the second song was created out of our Neighborhood Sing workshop and has been an anthem for Urban Voices. The song is called Rise Again.
I walk in the spirit, I walk in the light. I walk through the darkest hours of night, and I call on my ancestors to my left and my right to walk with me, to walk with me. I walk in the spirit, I walk in the light. I walk through the darkest hours of night, and I call on my ancestors to my left and my right to walk with me, to walk with me. I've got the patience to inhale, exhale. I've got the energy to sing. I've got the strength to keep on going, so I can rise again, rise again. I've got the patience to inhale, exhale. I've got the energy to sing. I've got the strength to keep on going, so I can rise again, rise again. Doobie doobie do da da, doobie doobie do da 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 da, doobie doobie do da da, doobie doobie do da 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 da, doobie doobie do da da, doobie doobie do da 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 da, doobie doobie do da da, doobie doobie do da 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 da. I've got the patience to inhale, exhale. I've got the energy to sing. I've got the strength to keep on going, so I can rise again, rise again.
Thanks again to our incredible community musicians. And now we want to hear from you. Call us to submit your haiku poem for the Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge. Let us know what song you want to hear next, or share a message with Little Tokyo friends and neighbors. We'll share some calls and requests on the next podcast episode. Give us a call at 626-789-5269. That's 626-789-5269. Or email Alma at aguzman@jacc.org. That's aguzman@jacc.org. To end today's episode, here is Chester E.K., senior advisor at JACCC and the lead instructor for Ooks for Little Tokyo.
Hi everyone, I'm Chester E.K. I've received a request for a Japanese song called Fuji no Yama, or Mount Fuji. This song was written in 1910 for elementary school music textbook. And we still learn this song in elementary school nowadays in Japan. I hope you enjoy.
Mm-hmm. 頭を雲の上に出し、四方の山を見下ろして、雷様を下に聞く、富士は日本一の山。そびえ立ち、体に雪の着物着て、霞の裾を遠く引く、
you for listening to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast. Check back every 2 weeks for new episodes made just for you. This podcast is brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, our community partners Rafu Shimpo and Tuesday Night Project, and our generous funders the Kresge Foundation and the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation. We are wishing you all health and happiness from our homes to yours. This is Scott Oshima signing off from the Little Tokyo Little Podcast. Talk to you soon.